Trigger warning. All runners need to run in the morning. All runners need to run in the afternoon or evening. Which one made you angry? Which one did you agree with? I hope you're screaming at your media playing device with your answer and cursing me out. No, I don't hope that, but engagement for the algorithm, right? In this episode, you're going to learn exactly why you should run in the morning, exactly why you should run in the evening or afternoon, and exactly why you should not do both of those, or at least one of those. We'll touch on how the time of your training impacts the rest of your day, the relationship between late day workouts and sleep, the complexities of meal planning with workout timings, the benefit of starting your day with a workout, and a bunch more. I'll be joined by my content brother from another mother, Remy B. Real, and special guest, Instagram comedic runner, Laura McGreen, to help tell us who's wrong and who's right and who's in the middle. Sounds like a fun discussion. Yeah, I thought so. Let's get into it.
So you've heard from me, you've heard from Darren. Now we've got a judge for this season. I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Laura Green.
Hey, what it do, my people, my community. We are back for another episode of This Versus That, that show where we discuss polarizing topics around endurance sports with the hostess, with the mostest, Darren Lake. How you feeling, my man?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling so good. I'm going to change my hat. No cap. We got a cat. No. There we go. Cat. There we go. There we go. LSKD. Now I'm feeling great. No cap, as the young kids say. And this one we are talking about evening versus morning training has nothing to do with caps. But before we jump into it, the whole reason for all of this, the polarizing topics, etc., is because we as humans, we form habits, and it's like, I do it this way, but you know there's another way, and you don't do it. But that might actually be something that you need to try, or it might actually help you, and there's more of the gray area. And someone else's why might be a reason why you want to try it. So guess what? We've polled a community. We have a special guest to help judge all of this. But Remy, let's just jump into it. What would you rather do, evening or morning training?
I'm so glad you asked, my dude. And that may change, but for now, let's take a look.
Okay. I see you, Mr. Early Bird Gets the Worm, Mrs. Rise and Grind, hustle mentality. Fine. For some of us, that is just not feasible. So for everyone that's setting that alarm, waking up bright and early, let's flip that and set that alarm to tell yourself when to stop. I gotta log out. I gotta leave work. I gotta get my workout in. Because it doesn't work for everybody. You know, if you're a shift worker, you know, you gotta wake up super early to get to work, or you work odd hours. Not everybody is going to be in the office 9 to 5, and not everyone's kids are going to go to school at the same time, and not everybody is most productive at the same time. So I'll offer you 3 bits that can make evenings a better time to train. Number one, you're up and you're primed. You've already had some food in your system. You've been awake. So you're not just dragging yourself out of bed and trying to get, albeit a workout is better than no workout, but how about when I'm loose, I've walked around for a little bit, I've made a movement or two, you know, and you've got some food in your belly ready to actually fire and deliver. Number two, most of your training is supposed to be easy anyway. So I get it that some of us get wired up after an intense workout, but if you're supposed to go for an easy run, why not have that easy run be the cool down after a hard day of work? You know, if you've been working through files all day and writing code in meetings with clients, isn't it nice to just unplug and go for that chill 7-mile run? And then third, that awesome feeling you get after a nice run, especially on a cool day, and you get back home and you just want to lay there. You want to take that shower. You want to have something to eat and you want to crawl right into bed. Oh, snap. It's evening. You're supposed to crawl right into bed, lay down and have a fantastic night. So yes, for most office workers, 9-to-5ers, it may work best for you to get it in the morning, but for everybody else, that evening is actually a really sweet time.
So I used to be a night owl back in my teens and my 20s. I still am. I have not lost it. But it just doesn't work with my lifestyle now and what my objectives are and what I really want out of things and just the way the world is. I got the kid, I want to train, all these different things. I am getting older, so I do go to sleep earlier. I can't stay out late. And the second point is the time thief. So the time thief can be two different, I guess, people or things. And the one is the time thief person, the people that go do this, do that all throughout the day, and they take your time away. And there's also the day gets away from you. So the day takes the time and the people get the time. So if you do it in the morning, it's a fresh start. And guess what? You get the rest of the day to do all those things that you want to do. Some reasons why I don't train in the afternoon, and it's mainly because my track does not open up until 3:30, or let's say early evening. My track doesn't open up till 3:30 p.m. I could probably do it if it was like 12, 1 o'clock, but yeah, That 4 p.m., it just doesn't work. So I've tried it. I'm still going to do it because it is nice. I'm just going to make sure my workouts aren't that hard. I can do afternoon runs, especially when I need to do double runs or just my day gets crazy and I can only run in the afternoon. I have raced in the evening. So like 7 p.m. race, ooh, I am adrenaline. I don't do any caffeine that late for the race, but yeah, it is not a good look for me trying to sleep. I have really bad sleep, just jitters and anxiety, and end up not feeling great the next day. So it all starts with the morning training. And the last point is how I can't get my eating right. So it's like, do you eat, you know, a lot 3 hours before, and then you have to have dinner? So if you train at 6 p.m., you do a hard session, long session, you now have to eat at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then what, you're going to sleep at 9 p.m., so then you got to go to sleep. It just jacks you all up, and not a big fan. And it's also like, what do you eat before the run? Like, I've gotten it pretty well. I can fast very well, so I don't need that much fuel and food before these runs, because I know I can get my carbs in that day or, you know, the night before. But it's just another level of things that I have to worry about. So with all that said, it's the one thing I can control, my health and fitness, which I've said in a previous episode, which was the group versus solo training, which is I control this, and it goes back to morning. If I start in the morning, I have complete control over the rest of my day.
Okay. All compelling points.
Right now is the part where I go, hey, if you're not feeling this, make sure you subscribe, rate, share it out with your friends about how amazing this is, rah, 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 rah. All right. While you should go out and do that anyway, how about I actually give you something that will help you? Is the running, health and fitness, and endurance sport internet too much sometimes? Is it too much conflicting content on how to train right? Or you just don't have time to read and watch the latest trends on how to, I don't know, carb cycle for your next marathon? Don't worry. I'll take care of that for you by showing you how to train, race, and live 1% better consistently. To do this, just sign up for my free newsletter, OPB. I figure out this whole 1% better thing so you don't have to by scouring the endurance sport's deepest and darkest corners of the internet. Go to delatecreates.com/news, all spelled the normal way, to be inspired and motivated on the regular. Let's get back into it.
But we got to hear from the community too. So morning or evenings. And as we're putting those graphics up, it's your opportunity for the viewers. Let us know down in the comment. Are you a morning person? Are you a night owl? Are you training at dawn, or are you waiting until dusk? Let us know. Put them down there and give us your reasons why as well. We love to hear it. We'll keep the conversation going, but let's take a look at those quick polls.
There's some interesting results here, because I think this is half-half. It depends on the type of person you are. You know, we see this one here, which is really interesting. The percentages are really, really interesting. And it could always go either way with this stuff. But let's now go to our community with their own recorded responses.
Would I rather run in the morning or the evening? Well, that's a no-brainer. I wake up 5 o'clock every morning, and I'm probably fast asleep by 9 o'clock at night. So I'm a morning person. So yeah, morning every day of the week.
The only time I run is first thing in the morning. The reason why I do it first thing in the morning is because it kind of wakes me up. I'm still fresh. I'm excited about the day. And frankly, all that energy really just, it gets me going. And I'm ready to conquer the world after that. If I can make it through my 5K, I can make it through anything.
But if you're trying to stick to a running plan, it makes more sense to get the run done in the morning because as we all know, as life goes on, things get added, stuff happens, especially if you have kids. Getting the run done in the morning is the best way I have found personally to make sure that I'm getting in the miles that I want to get in or that I need to get in for whatever training plan I'm trying to fulfill.
So you've heard from me, you've heard from Darren. Now we've got a judge for this season. Wait, I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Laura Green.
I just happened to run into her and...
In my house. Inside my house. Isn't that wild?
Isn't crazy? Yeah, it happens like that. But to just make the final call here. Laura, it's this or that. Okay. Morning or evening, you tell us. What is the best time to train?
Absolutely, hands down, morning is the best time to train. And here are my reasons.
Okay.
First off, nothing has kind of like bothered you yet that day. I will say though that sometimes fuels the evening run and it feels real good to let off some steam. But it's more of like a meditative practice to get up and it starts your day off right. All the things that you hear from influencers, you know, it's like start your day off on the right foot, movement. This is like kind of a silly thing, but you know how there's a set amount of time you're supposed to go before having your first cup of coffee?
Sure.
If I don't work out, it's like straight to my veins the first 10 minutes that I'm awake. But I feel like that run helps kind of create a buffer. But the biggest thing for me, other than like feeling accomplished and just having it done with for the day, is I didn't eat anything yet. Or if I did, I had like a bar, banana, or graham crackers. But like when I run anytime after
We're going there.
What do people do? They have a whole stomach of food that they have ingested that day. How do they plan that?
And that is the crux, right? So coaching cross country, the afternoons, like my lunchtime has to be so carefully crafted.
Uh-huh.
If I don't eat by noon, then I'm just not eating.
Yeah.
Because I can't be running at 3 in the afternoon.
Really?
With a full belly. Like, absolutely
not.
I did
that for years. How did we do it? When we were younger, like through high school and college, some of our college track workouts were at 8 p.m. because we worked out at the Reggie Lewis Center, and so it was just when our track was available. 8 p.m. When do you even eat dinner? It was a nightmare. But yeah, I don't know. And also, when I come back from a run in the evening, it takes me a really long time to wind down. So if I were like to get in, yes, it feels great physically. Like you just sweat out a day, you know, you got some movement in, but then I'm amped to keep the night going.
There it is. My system has been primed. Yes. I'm also wired up, right?
Yes.
What do I do with this energy?
Yeah.
I am too old for nightclub.
It's so true. So hands down morning. And that's also though why if it doesn't happen in the morning, it doesn't happen at all. And I'm okay with that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you have it. Mornings done.
So there you have it. And I can't disagree at all. But knowing that there's a time and a place for both, I can definitely see why you would prefer mornings, you know, knock it out of the way. Despite what I said, I can argue the other side. And, you know, truth be told, I have now switched to the morning bird, the early bird, getting that worm. But what about you, Darren? Do you see space for evening training?
Yes. I mean, look, my chronotype, I actually, and there's been a lot of studies around this, I get more energy later in the day. I actually perform my best. You have your most maximal output. It's like 13 or 20% more around 2 and 5 p.m. And it's just like, I'm actually training at the wrong time. And you know, like, and what does the saying go? You need to train fast to then race fast. So you can't be training at 80% if you want to get all the gains. You need to actually be going at 100% to get the gains. So I'm not allowing my body to train at a faster time. So all these things, I know I'm a morning person and the way I've shaped my life, I like the mornings better now. You couldn't have told me this 20 years ago, as I said before. But there's a time and place for it. And the afternoon, I'd say the late afternoon training. I've done it. And I'm trying to incorporate it more, especially in the summer. It's hard. It's real hard for me to do it, but I still do it knowing that there is benefits from it. I probably would rather do a weight training session or an easy run than a hard run, knowing again with the data. But shake it up every now and then, you know, see what it is. Pretty solid, non-gray area, non-situational area one, because the last few that we've done have been a bit situational, which is always fun. So I think this is very black and white.
Yeah, though there is some situational, because, and I'll leave you with this bit where, you know, life happens. And sometimes, you know, your schedule dictates, right? We are not professionals. And your schedule dictates what time you can and cannot devote to training. So if that's mornings, awesome. And I think for most people working a, you know, standard 9-to-5 job, great. But for those of you that work odd hours or have other responsibilities, whether that's, you know, whatever they might be, evenings might be your only time or you don't get it. But you've heard from us. You've heard from the judge. Leave those comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And we'll see y'all on the next one.
You've made it to the end. Thank you so much for listening to all this stuff on how we try to make running and training and life and all that stuff work. Because time is a resource that no one can make more of. Not yet, at least. So we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen, watch, and generally consume all this stuff. Accessibility is pretty cool nowadays. So we have a transcript for all the episodes. Make sure you go to the show notes section of this episode on whatever podcast player you're listening to. Or you can go to the description of the YouTube video. Or just go to podcast.dlakecreates.com to find the episode and the transcript. All of this was produced in Sydney, Australia, so I acknowledge the Gadigal of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land. I pay my respects to elders, past, present, and emerging. A lot of people ask how they can support us, and I think the easiest way is to just share this out to people you know that would like this. So whether it's a podcast link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever you're listening to, or watching on YouTube, send them a link. Just flick it to them, email it, text it, you know, Instagram, whatever. Send them a link of my this episode or my newsletter or whatever you can, the YouTube link, whatever you can. The second easiest way is to rate, like, or subscribe to this podcast and or video on YouTube, or even subscribe to my newsletter. If you have any feedback, feel free to hit me up. talk@dlakecreates.com. That's talk@dlakecreates.com. Spelled the normal way. Train smart, race, and live easy. Peace.